State Representative Adam Smith, the chair of the House Taxation Committee, pleaded with the House members to repeal Governor Kelly's veto, saying it would deliver tax relief to Kansans and not harm the state treasury. But the vote fell 3 votes shy for the override with an 81-42 overall vote. In a statement after the vote, Kansas Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins, along with the Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter, said, quote, "It's irresponsible and unacceptable for Governor Kelly and her allies to play politics and deny meaningful tax relief to all Kansans." Mid-America Network News.
It's the month of love, and Rusty Eck Ford is ready to play Cupid for you on your next vehicle. 0% APR is back. Choose from a 2023 Ford Edge for 0% APR for 60 months, or 2023 Bronco Sport 1.9% APR for 72 months. Let Rusty Eck Ford match you with a vehicle you'll love and get top dollar for your trade. Choose from over 220 new vehicles at Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 3 years in a row for best sales and service experience. You'll love 0% APR for 60 months at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Offers with approved credit must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Not all will qualify. Offers expire 2/29/24, $1,667 per month for $1,000 financed at 0% APR for 60 months and $1,496 per month for $1,000 financed at 1.9% APR for 72 months.
Garden City High School was dismissed yesterday afternoon at their normal time after students and staff were temporarily evacuated due to what they call a, quote, possible criminal threat. KAKE News reports that according to the Garden City Police Department and the Garden City High School, they were evacuated as a precaution and was later updated to include the first responders that were investigating the possible threat at the school. First responders were on the scene throughout the afternoon with the investigation still ongoing. They did, however, say there were no injuries and all these students were safe. No other information has been released as the investigation from law enforcement is still ongoing. In other news, the owner of the Cozy Inn in Salina, Kansas, say that they have filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Salina over what they claim was a violation of First Amendment rights regarding a mural on the building. KAKE News reports that according to Steve Howard, the owner of the Cozy Inn in the Kansas Justice Institute, they filed the lawsuit on Monday this week after city officials told him he had to stop painting the mural on the side of the restaurant. Mid-America Network News.
Get set to go wherever the adventure takes you. Get up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with the purchase of four new select BF Goodrich Terrain family of tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. All other purchases of four new BF Goodrich tires qualify for $40. Offer valid through February 21st. See full details at bfgoodrichtires.com/promotions-and-rebates for full details. BF Goodrich, what are you building for? Hurry in. Offer good through February 21st at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Legislative Bill 953 was proposed by State Senator Kathleen Kalk of Omaha, which says Nebraska student teachers could receive 100% tuition waivers beginning in 2025 through this proposal. It is currently under consideration this session. Senator Kalk hopes that this bill addresses the teacher shortage that the state has. The program is proposed to run for six school years through 2030 and 2031, and is estimated to cost about $15 million in lost tuition revenue. In other news, Legislative Bill 1387 was introduced by State Senator Ben Hansen from Blair, and it would set up a referendum vote on whether communities should fluoridate their water supply, which is meant to fight against tooth decay. In 2008, the legislature mandated fluoridation for certain cities, along with an opt-out option. Beginning in January of 2025, this bill would require cities or villages to opt in through an ordinance and a vote of its residents. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Department will showcase the new health department building in Marysville this afternoon with an open house at 3 p.m., including tours of the facility. County Health Nurse Cheryl Scala.
We are very thankful and excited for our new building being completed and being back downtown. It has been a long 20 months to get to a beautiful new home. June 11th of 22 is when the tornado came through. I have a wonderful staff here at the Marshall County Health Department. We've all worked very well together in helping design this and making it functional for our clients and for the services that we provide to our community. We're going to have an open house tomorrow, Wednesday, February 21st from 3 to 6 p.m. And we'll have cake and cookies and some beverages available for everybody. And we'll also be doing tours to check out our new facility. I'd like to thank the commissioners, Road and Bridge, for all their awesome help getting us moved out of here and back into the new building. Sue Rhodes, Mary Weeks, and Landalls for letting us rent their building. And numerous other people for their help during this whole transition.
In response to a recent resolution authorizing filing of a petition with the Kansas State Board of Education by Nemaha Central, USD 115, regarding transfer of lands within the Prairie Hills School District in the Bern area, Prairie Hills issued a statement advising they will continue to assess the implications of such a proposal, noting an understanding of potential impact on students as well as current and future educational environment. The district emphasized commitment to maintaining the integrity and continuity of education for students with a pledge to work collaborative to address the matter in the best interest of students and family. Nemaha Central contends a transfer of students into their district after closing of the Bern School includes 123 out-of-district students enrolled and are seeking fairness in calculation of the Kansas Aid Equalization Formula and its impact on the local option budget. Beatrice Housing Authority was part of a public discussion recently held, noting a lack of decent, safe, and sanitary rental housing options. A shortage of properties available for sale, with just 14 listed as of the meeting, had most priced over $200,000, beyond the means of many with limited incomes. Homeless concerns were cited, and options to address the issue were presented from other communities, including Fremont, who built a new transition shelter for 60 residents through support of local churches, community groups, agencies, and nonprofits. Beatrice Mayor Bob Morgan was among attendees and contributed barriers to housing the community. Authorities continue to search for a missing Washington County man. 44-year-old Ben Berger was last seen leaving his residence around 3:40 p.m. Saturday in a 2002 red Nissan Xterra with Kansas tag 799RSG. He's not been in contact with family or friends since afternoon Saturday. He was reported seen to Walmart in Marysville, leaving around 4:20 p.m. Saturday, heading east on U.S. 36. If you have any information on Ben Berger or that vehicle, please contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Marshall County suspended burn permits Tuesday with dry conditions and wind. Those burning this spring are reminded to be aware of conditions and check with local authorities before conducting prescribed burns. Kansas Forest Service, in cooperation with the Nemaha County Emergency Management, are offering a free seminar on prescribed burn best practices March 4th, 6 until 8 p.m. at the community building in Seneca. The class will provide knowledge as to using fire in a safe and efficient manner. No charge to attend, no reservations required. For additional information, contact the Nemaha County Emergency Management Department. Again, that meeting March 4th, 6 p.m. in Seneca. $5,000 bond was set for a Centralia man, 42-year-old Stephen F. Egner, who was arrested by Nemaha County authorities February 13th for theft and criminal use of a financial card. Anita E. Shotty Cruzy, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Anita Cruzy. Roy Dierking, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Mary Ellen, the Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery, north of Herkimer. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Roy Dierking. Arthur R. Dick Eisenhower, age 86, of Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Celebration of life services planned Wednesday, February 28th, 11 a.m., at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dick Eisenhower. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken patty, baked beans, coleslaw, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, tater tots, beets, and applesauce. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny and breezy on Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Slightly cooler into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Warming back up throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Even warmer throughout the day on Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. More sunshine into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid-70s and partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February 47, record high on this date 78, the average low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:13, sunset this evening at 6:09. It's 36 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 21st of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Down goes number one.
Jays win! They knock off number one in dominating fashion. 85-66.
The call on 1620, the zone, 15th-ranked Creighton crushes number one UConn, marking their first-ever win over a top-ranked squad. Huskies head coach Dan Hurley post-game.
You haven't lost in two-plus months, and this doesn't happen to us very often. So, yeah, I mean, we were definitely stunned.
Number 25, BYU, got an upset of their own, knocking off 11th-ranked Baylor, 78-71. Unranked Utah State took down number 19 San Diego State, 68-63. Number 18, St. Mary's, and number 23, Texas Tech, avoided upsets. St. Mary's beating San Francisco 70-66, and the Red Raiders edging the Horned Frogs of the Texas Christian University 82-81. Fifth-ranked Tennessee handled Missouri 72-67. NHL, Rangers and Stars at Madison Square Garden, second period.
Miller taps it back over to the near circle. Gustafson. Gustafson straight away. Back out to the wing. Kako with a shot and he scores!
The call on 98.7 ESPN New York. Kaapo Kakko extending the Rangers' lead en route to a 3-1 win. The Blue Shirts have won 8 straight. The Avs got by the Canucks 3-1. Panthers blew a 2-0 lead as the Senators forced overtime.
Back behind the net. Matthew Tkachuk off to the far circle. Leaves it for Lundell. Lundell left side scoots in. Sharp angle. Top shelf. He scores! Anton Lundell wins it!
The call on WQAM. Florida wins 3-2 in OT. CONCACAF Gold Cup Women's Opener. Team USA drubs the Dominican Republic 5-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC 4.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Tuesday night basketball finals and girls play. Marysville took Wamego 62-45. Chapman downed Abilene 59-47. And Concordia beat Clay Center 42-38. Valley Heights girls over Blue Valley 78-32. And Centralia took Axtell 52-21. Marysville boys down Wamego 53-45. Abilene over Chapman 72-31. Concordia beat Clay Center 69-58. Blue Valley boys down Valley Heights 55-42, Axtell over Centralia 45-37, and Falls City Sacred Heart over De La Rodelle 66-27.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. After a long holiday weekend, investors returned to the trading floor with profit-taking in mind. The Dow slipped 64 points Tuesday to close at 38,564. The S&P fell 0.6%. The Nasdaq gave up 0.9. Speaking of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, Walgreens is being knocked off that listing of 30 closely watched stocks. The pharmacy chain recently had a 3-for-1 stock split. It's being replaced on the Dow Index by Amazon. Walmart is seeing brisk business again. The retailer says sales rose 4% in the last quarter, but for the first time in 2 years, shoppers spent less per trip, due in part to slowing inflation. The company now warns that revenue growth could slow down this year. Competition is heating up in the electric vehicle market, and tire kickers could reap the rewards. Ford has slashed the sticker price of its Mustang Mach-E by as much as $8,000 as it tries to catch up with Tesla, the leading EV builder in America. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Travelong by Landall in Waterville is looking for career-minded individuals. Currently hiring trailer refurbishment staff, including welders, paint prep, painters, and assemblers on first shift. This stable family-owned company offers competitive wages, raises, and promotions, plus a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, incentive bonus, employer-paid life, short-term and long-term disability insurance, comprehensive health insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. Landall Company, EEO Vets and Disability. Welcome.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we approach the opening bell here in just a couple of hours, let's go ahead and give you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was mostly higher in the grains, corn, wheat, and soybeans, all in positive figures, and higher in the livestock as well. Now, the immediate months of live cattle did finish down just slightly as February dropped 37 to 184.40. April was down 22 cents to 187.32. However, later future months in the live cattle were nothing but green. Green in the feeders as well. The March feeders feeder cattle up 35 at the close yesterday to 251.37. April up $1.80, trading at 255.35. Higher for the hogs as well. April lean hogs up 45 at the close to 85.67. May up 15 at $89 per hundredweight. Yesterday in the grains, it was mostly higher coming off of a pretty tough week last week. Now, technically, the market became oversold last week, and that certainly impacted numbers yesterday, kind of doing some rebuilding, especially in the wheat markets. However, this morning through the overnight session, quite a bit of red. March corn down 1.5 to 417 and a quarter. May down 2.25 to 430 and a quarter. Continued struggle in the wheat market after a huge day yesterday, but a big losing week last week. Back into the red here this morning. March Kansas City wheat down 4.75 to 581. May's at 577 a bushel. That's a loss of 4 cents here this morning. March oats down 8 to 372, with May down 6 at 361 and a quarter. Into the soybeans, it was a double-digit jump yesterday, but back lower again today, getting up all yesterday's gains. March beans down 7.25 to 1171 and three quarters. May down 8.25 to 1175 and a quarter. Soybean meal down 350 at 344.10, and soy oil down 8 points at 45.33. Cotton had a horrible day yesterday, but led by slightly higher numbers this morning. March is up 30 at 91.49. Looking at today, China has been buying a lot of South American soybeans, and again, high inventory numbers and low international demand right now could spell for some pressure throughout the grains and oilseeds once again. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The Kansas Department of Agriculture's From the Land of Kansas program helps connect producers to local customers. Director of the From the Land of Kansas program, Sammy Gleason, relays a general overview and the membership requirements of the program.
So From the Land of Kansas, it's the state's trademark program, and we are designed to promote all products grown, raised, and produced in Kansas. And it's free to be a member of our program. Just sign up on our website at fromthelandofkansas.com and click join. There are some regulations. Your products must be 100% grown, raised, or produced in Kansas. If you have local ingredients in your restaurant, you can become a member as well. If you carry three or more Kansas products in your retail store, you can be a member of our program. Also, we have a shop site. So we sell From the Land of Kansas products on our website, anywhere from jams and jellies and honeys. We also have our holiday gift boxes we sell there yearly during the holiday season.
Gleason explains the free and paid benefits available when becoming a member and the different marketing avenues provided by From the Land of Kansas.
You automatically have a web listing with all your information about your business. That's free. And then also we have paid benefits, and they're really reasonable. We try to say like we're a marketing agency at an affordable price, because we're not trying to profit. We are here to help market your business and to help scale up your business. We can help you with your social media. You can be social media member of the month. A big one of our benefits is selling at the state fair. If you're interested in selling your products at the state fair, we go and sell them for you. You meet us there. We set up your products. We work the booth for you. If you want to be in our holiday gift boxes, we sell those yearly, and then we buy them from you, your product at wholesale.
She discusses the services and advertising opportunities offered to program members.
We do a lot of advertising through those with the Kansas Magazine, radio, lots of advertising promoting those products. We also have design and consultation services that we can help you with if you need help. A website audit, help designing a website, or if you just want to have a facelift of your website, we can help with that. And barcodes. If you're looking to get into a grocery store, we can make UPC barcodes for you, and then we can help connect you with those grocery stores. That's a huge thing. Like From the Land of Kansas, we're here to connect you with the resources that you need and help market your business.
That was director of the From the Land of Kansas program, Sammy Gleason, on how From the Land of Kansas aids agriculture producers in marketing their products. Learn more at www.fromthelandofkansas.com. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated features a cattle sale each Thursday. Call the sale barn or any of their fieldmen for early consignment listings and find consignments on their website. Again, Thursdays are cattle sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Maple sugaring season will soon be underway in New England. We will share a bit of syrup savvy today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 21st, the 52nd day of the year. Actor Kelsey Grammer has a birthday, and on this day in 1878, the first published telephone directories were delivered to residents of New Haven, Connecticut. Farmers will soon be tapping tree trunks in New England as maple sugaring season gets underway, and they're hoping you'll use their product for more than just pancake syrup. Pure maple syrup gives a delicious flavor to baked beans, sweet potatoes, squash, carrots, or baked apples. Here's how to use maple syrup instead of sugar in recipes. Use 1/2 cup of maple syrup for each cup of granulated sugar. Lower cooking temperatures by about 25 degrees and reduce the liquid called for by a few tablespoons. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find lots of tasty recipes online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 36 degrees. Mild highs again well into the 60s forecast today.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Jerome Tang and the K-State Wildcats dropped their third straight in Austin against the Texas Longhorns. Final score 62-56. Here's what Jerome Tang had to say about his pride in his team.
I see a team that's getting better. Like guys who have a grit and a resilience about them, and they keep improving. And I was so proud of the effort when you hold a team. They had 62, but really, they had 55 points, right? We had the foul at the end.
During the game, Max A. Smith became only the 12th player in men's Division I history to reach 3,000 points. He transferred to Texas after four seasons at Oral Roberts, where he played under current Wichita State head coach Paul Mills. Texas is KU's next matchup on Saturday, as KU is taking the week off from midweek games, and K-State will be at home playing number 25 BYU on Saturday as well. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, following last year's 9-win season and a Pop-Tarts Bowl victory,
K-State Nation, the best fans in college football.
2024 K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Prices start at just $200 to see quarterback Avery Johnson and the Cats this fall in the Bill.
Johnson wants to throw and wants to go deep.
Order or renew your season tickets today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com.
Marysville Bulldogs sweep the Lamego Raiders on Senior Night Tuesday. Marysville boys win 53-45, hitting 14 of 15 free throws down the stretch as Lamego tried to regain possession. Marysville led by Willow with 30 points. Ty Mosier off the bench scored 11. As Marysville finishes 10-10 on the regular season, 3-7 in league play. Lamego's Spencer Hack had 18 points. Raiders fall to 5-14, 2-7, splitting with Marysville. Bulldogs win 53-45. Marysville girls, Victoria 62-45, led by Keith Rush with 27 unofficially. Lindsay Dressman had 17. Lady Bulldogs also 10-10. They're 5-5. 6-4 in the league, I should say. Lamego was led by Sarah Pittenger-Reed with 12, Greta Penzer with 10 points. Raiders fall to 14-5, 5-4, 62-45, the girls' final. As Marysville boys and girls teams tip off Monday, Tuesday in sub-state action.
It was a runaway victory for the Valley Heights girls over Blue Valley on a Tuesday evening as the Lady Mustangs improved to 15-5 on the season with a 78-32 victory over Blue Valley. Mustangs were led by sophomore Ava Smith with 22 points. She had all of those in the first three quarters. 17 points for senior Maggie Tober and 13 points for senior Delaney DeMerck rounded out for the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs as they win 78-32 over TVL foe Blue Valley. In our nightcap, the boys' contest, it was all Blue Valley Rams as they jumped out to a 15-11 lead at the end of one quarter. Never looked back, beating Valley Heights 55-42. Brayden Brockman led the way with 16 points for the Rams as they pick up their 10th win on the season. Mustangs dropped to 6-15. And both boys and girls team will start some state action next week. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Belaski.
Tuesday night basketball finals in girls play. Marysville took Wamego 62-45, Chapman downed Abilene 59-47, and Concordia beat Clay Center 42-38. Valley Heights girls over Blue Valley 78-32, and Centralia took Axtell 52-21. Marysville boys down Wamego 53-45. Abilene over Chapman 72-31. Concordia beat Clay Center 69-58. Blue Valley boys down Valley Heights 55-42. Axtell over Centralia 45-37. And Falls City Sacred Heart over De La Rodelle 66-27.
KNDY.
Send-off is planned at 5:15 at Marysville High School for the four Marysville wrestlers heading to state. Steven Wilson, Carter Trimble, Ella Johnson, and Rose Latta.
Baby, I've been drifting away and dreaming on. Holding you, touching you. The only thing I want to do is be with you, as close to you as I can.